I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. This year marks what would have been the 100th birthday of Miles Davis, an artist whose life's work was built on change. Few people witnessed one of Miles Davis's last great transformations more closely than keyboardist and producer Jason Miles, who worked with him on Tutu, Music from Siesta, and Amandla. I spoke with Jason recently, and I asked him what the vision was behind Davis's iconic album, Tutu.
The idea is to get Miles back to playing great melodies and surrounding him with what we're doing now to get those melodies out there in this setting.
That now meant synthesizers, sampling, sequencers, drum machines. Jason helped build those musical environments for Miles to play inside. When the album came out, Jason remembers seeing his own name alongside Miles Davis and Marcus Miller in the credits.
When I saw those credits, I was like, wow, somebody was paying attention, you know, and it was like, you know, Miles Davis, Marcus Miller, and Jason Miles, and that was the thing, and they realized the tremendous amount of work that I put into that album.
For those who were paying attention, it was clear that Jason's sound was shaping the music of the era. By the mid-80s, he was bringing new synthesizers and sample textures into sessions for artists ranging from Luther Vandross to Michael Jackson, Chaka Khan to Whitney Houston, and many, many more. It was a role that often went unnoticed because it had barely existed before. Jason was part keyboardist, part arranger, part sound designer, and when Miles Davis saw what he was doing, he embraced it. But for Jason, the deeper story happened away from the studio.
We really became close with Miles. We really did. I mean, you know, we used to go visit him, go over there, do a real hang with him. You know, he called me up, come over, talking music, watching boxing, eating popcorn, going to the house in Malibu, hanging for a while there. The effect that he had on us was like really big, you know? I mean, we were friends.
He says that he and his wife, Kathy, gave Miles something rare.
As much as I always feel like I was crazy being in the headspace that it was of some psycho-synthesizer Jewish guy from Brooklyn, Kathy and I brought a sense of normalty to him. To have a relationship like we had, he felt like he could just be a normal guy.
And there were plenty of laughs. One night after months of nonstop sessions, Jason fell asleep in the studio while Miles was recording.
I'm freaking crashed. I'm sleeping. And the next thing I know, I open up my eyes and there's Miles standing right above me. He looks at me, goes to me, "I sounded that good, huh?"
His memoir, The Extraordinary Journey of Jason Miles, was published in 2022. His new album, 100 Miles for Miles, is inspired by those years and those memories working with Miles Davis. It comes out this Friday. For Jason, there's no question why he's still doing it.
Well, I got to prove that I need to freaking make some really good music still, okay? And that I'm not just like sitting around on the couch. So I do things that make me happy.
Today, Jason Miles lives hundreds of kilometers away in Lisbon, Portugal. Still making music, still reinventing himself.
You have to establish and keep on reinventing yourself. And that's when you start to realize that nothing stays in the same place forever. And you have to go and you have to find your own way. And in a very, very tough business, it's very, very difficult to find that place and to have people have confidence in you.
Miles Davis taught that it's never too late to look ahead and that the past serves us to help us see the future. Jason Miles learned that lesson and put it into practice. And that is something that is always on time. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.